No. I tricked you. With the mind, only with the mind. Chant for some time, very loud, in your mind. Thank you. We will now move to the beautiful name Hare. We will chant out, call out to Hare like a child calls for his mother. Very intense, very prayerful, we call out the holy name of Hare a few times in between the ring of the carters. You said earlier. We can do it loud first, so that we exercise a little. Hare! 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 Thank you. Now we will do a round only in the mind. Do it as intense, if not more intense, in your mind. Thank you. I can see that some of you, it's very difficult for you because your mind is sleeping. Since thousands of years, it is not chanting along with you. It is somewhere else. Now we will go to the holy name of Rama. Please chant out loud together with me. Rama! 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 This time, we will make it easier for you to chant out in the mind. You can chant by just moving your lips inaudibly. In other words, you will chant with your mind and do your lips. Please look at me so that you can see how to do it. You have not heard anything? Maybe. Those of you as who are psychics, please save me and bring me to your lotus feet again. Thank you very much. Prabhupada, he said, when you chant, the meaning is, please accept me. And we should chant like this, in this mood. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We will now chant like this, in the mood of, please accept me. And as we are, after some time, I will give you a very difficult exercise. When you can do, please do not worry. This will be the most difficult part of the japa workshop, but you will easily make it. You have learned the Tratyaka meditation, and now you're learning to release your inner voice. And now I request you to go with me. Please, while you chant, listen very carefully when I say, please continue to chant, because at that moment, right after this, I will give you some very powerful instructions. Please sit properly. It's easier to concentrate if you have the spine upward. Please hear once how I will chant for you, and then please let us chant together. As we are chanting, we will meditate about the meaning, please accept me. There are many meanings of the holy name, like please engage me in your service. But the idea is really Ayinanda Tanaya, please take me, please accept me. Please listen, and then when I give you the sign, we will chant together. Please get ready and please be with us fully. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare,
please continue. Always continue. Now call in your mind out Hare. Only Hare in your mind. Chant the whole mantra.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Call out Hare. In your mind, only Hare. Srimati Radharani. The beautiful name of Hare. Stay with Hare. Louder in your mind. Namu Panda Krishna. Call out for Krishna in your mind. Call out very loud to Krishna. Louder in your mind. Thank you. Now Hare again. Call out Hare. Very loud. Yes. The beautiful name of Radharani. Now Krishna. In your mind, call out Krishna, not so much in the voices, in your mind. Yes. Now the beautiful name Krishna. Oh, Krishna. He is the Lord. He is our friend. Yes. Now Krishna, only Krishna. No need with the voice, with the mind. Yes. Now Hare. Only Hare. Only Hare. Call out Hare. In your mind. And again, call out Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Only Hare. Stay with Hare. All the
time.
Go with Hare now. Only Hare. In your mind, call out Hare. Wonderful. Now, Rama. Only Rama in your mind. Chant really nicely Rama. Yes. Now, Hare. Call out Hare. The beautiful name of Shivaji Radharani. Wonderful. Now Rama, Krishna is Rama, the supreme enjoyer, Radhakaman, what a beautiful name, now Rama, yes, Rama, the beautiful name of Lord Krishna is Rama, again Rama, call out Rama in your mind, the beautiful name of Rama. Now call out Hare, the beautiful name of Hare. Yes. And now again the beautiful name of Hare. Srimati Radharani. Call in your mind, in your mind loud. Thank you very, very much. You were really mean, I'm very satisfied with you. I didn't expect that you would get... One can feel the mental energy is sharpening. Now, let us quickly move to the next exercise. Let us stay with this calling out in the mind. Every mother knows when the child calls out for her, Hare, no, mother, what is a good mother name? Mommy, do we say mommy or mama? Mama, we say. And then the child plays with so many toys. Mama, please come in. The mother knows, I will not come. The mind of the child is with the toys. But when the child really calls out, Mama! At that moment, you know, oh, yes, I must, I'm coming, I'm already there, don't worry. This is exactly with Krishna. When Krishna hears you, and your mind is engaged with the toys of the world, he will not come. But when he hears you in a way calling for him, that your mind only wants him, then he will come very quickly. That's all right. So, now we will try to call out in our mind. This is so important. Many, many devotees chant for many years, and many of you, I think, have chanted already for many lifetimes. But because the mind is not chanting with you, the mind is engaged with the toys of me and mine, and the plans of the day, the shopping list, the subject of interpersonal strife, maybe, that engages devotees' mind very much when they have a complicated relationship with someone. That complicated relationship takes most of their mental energy away. So, because of our mind being so much engaged, we are not there when we chant, and therefore Krishna may not appear on the lotus of our heart. Now, we will call out in our mind's inner voice, and we will not only call one name at a time, we will call out each name at a time. As we are chanting now, we will be with each name. When I chant, in other words, Hari, my whole mind will be on Hari. My mind will call out, Hari, much louder, Hari, very loud. So for this, we will chant a little slower than we have chanted so far, because this is a... we will now do this. I will show you, and then we will go. Please again, sit with your spinal cord in a straight way. When you are ready, please close your eyes, and for one mantra, just listen, please. Hare Krishna, no. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Call out in your mind each name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, For the next exercise, we will continue like this, the internal chanting, but we will also sometimes open our mind, our eyes. Our mind is open and stays open, hopefully, and look at the names of Krishna. We use, in other words, the Traktaka meditation, and we take the mantras as a help. But we will only do it like momentary. How is it called? Photographs, you know? I think that's the sound of an old photo camera. because our desire is, in this exercise, to stay with each name. That it's really that when you chant Krishna, you chant Krishna and you do nothing else. You see nothing else. You think nothing else. You call out for no one else. You are totally with Krishna. Okay? The exercise is not. So for this, please sit straight again. Really, yoga class here? This is called mantra yoga. Okay? So please give everything. This will be the last very intensive exercise. The next one is a very pleasurable exercise. We will immediately do this without hearing because we will keep the same speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Whenever your mind goes away, just bring it back to the name which you are chanting at this moment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Now, before we come to the last exercise, which I personally find is the most beautiful exercise, I want to make clear here that we cannot obtain Krishna's presence in our lives just by a mere concentration practice. We can, however, request Krishna to come into our lives in the simple way, please engage me in your service. Please accept me. There are two different types of mantras. One is called the alphabet mantra, and the other is called the Nama, the Nam Prabhu. The alphabet mantra is when you only chant the, you know, letters, Hare Krishna, but there is no feeling really, no connection with God, but you just move your lips. It's a lip exercise. How late is this, Prabhu? What is today? What we eat for prasadam? Do we get a pizza, please? Left, go with the car. Left, please. Left, side. This is lip. Chanting, alphabet. Krishna is not there with such chanting. Krishna comes when he is requested by the devotee. When the devotee cries for him in a loving way, please accept me. Please engage me in your divine service. At that time, a connection is made. And the Lord is, if he wants, coming. My dear devotees, when you try this exercises in your life, I hope something you will try tomorrow. Sometimes the mind will rebel. Do we have an Indian rebel? Who is a famous Indian rebel? He will just deny. He will not. He will say, "No, I don't want this. No, leave me alone. Let me look at some woman's magazine or men's magazine, or let me view my own pictures, my own life." The mind will rebel. But be patient. Go through this desert of no taste where you focus your mind. And slowly, as your inner voice begins to waken up, where you call out for Krishna, Krishna will come. Do not doubt this. Krishna will actually manifest through the holy name in your heart. He will be there. And you will see his transcendental form, and you will think about his wonderful qualities, how merciful he is, and you will be totally moved. But if you do not concentrate your mind, Krishna might come, but you go away. But he goes away. What happens? What is your name? Yes.
Sridhamasaka.
This is a beautiful name. Sridhamasaka Prabhu, if I invite you to my house and say, don't eat before Sridhamasaka, I will cook a pizza for you. And then you come. And when you come, I just think, oh no, Sridhamasaka, this person is too much. And I will leave through the window over the balcony. And you come into the empty apartment, there is no pizza, there is no first host who invited you. You will go again. This is what happens in our chanting. We invite Krishna to come, but we are not there. We have gone by the pathway of the mind somewhere else. He will leave. So when you chant, you will be tested by your false ego, because the false ego was separate from Krishna since time immemorial. And then when you chant concentrated, you will find it. Your ego gets, wow, this is too much. Don't chant. Do what you did before. That's all right. I'm not so disturbed. But don't concentrate your mind, please. Don't concentrate on every word. This is too hard. I mean, you're not in a sect. This is too fanatic. The mind will give you, will not like to do this. Keep focusing the mind and start to pray. And if you pray lovingly to Krishna, he might, if he so desires, appear in your heart. Radha Gopinath Prabhu will now bring to us the voice of ideal chanting. Mm. It is said when you chant, really, yes, it will come. If you switch it to the other, switch it. It is said that only the pure devotee can make Krishna appear in the heart. And therefore, if we want to chant, we should be connected with the pure devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in a kirtan, this is maybe interesting for Sri Prahlad Prabhu, in a kirtan, sankirtan, there should always be one pure devotee present who calls Krishna. In our case, it is Sri Prahlad. So, do we have now the sounds? Prabhupada used to go with his disciples and chant like this early in the morning, and he would request his disciples to chant along with him. We will do this also now. We will chant a little bit on our Japamala. And this time we will forget all about techniques. We will try to just, let us say, we will just hear the chanting of the holy name. We will sit a little bit together, and after some time we will stop. We will chant about half a round together, and then there is opportunity to ask questions related to chanting. I think we should make it a little softer. No need of the mic. I want to request all of you that we chant now japa in one voice at the beginning, in the same speed which we have done so far. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please continue.
Please meditate now about the meaning of the holy name. My dear Lord, my dear Radharani, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please accept me. Meditate about this. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Please continue. The holy names as you chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please continue. Now just try to hear, only hear. Concentrate on the area of your heart and just hear. Make the chanting heart deep, not only lip deep.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Chant on our own speed, like we are accustomed to do, like we will also do tomorrow morning, or maybe some of you have rounds left and will do this evening. We will not chant in one voice, but in an individual voice. And what we will do is, our project is to chant as concentrated as we can. And when there is any technique which you like, you can apply it. For instance, you could look at the Hare Krishna mantra, the Traktaka meditation. You could also exercise your inner voice to call out for Krishna. You could also just pray to Krishna by meditating about the meaning of the mantra. Whatever comes to you as a help, as an aid, please do that and chant on your own. Please don't be disappointed. In the beginning of chanting, it will be difficult for you because the mind has now become accustomed to chant with everyone in one voice. So when you now have to chant alone, you will feel it is not so, it's different. Huh? So don't be disappointed if you now have to go for one mantra or two mantras through a little desert. It will come. So we will chant just a little bit on our own and then see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Please concentrate.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna. I want to thank you very, very much. You were extremely cooperative. With this little workshop, I wanted to show you that it is possible to concentrate the mind, and that the chanting is a very, very deep ocean, a nectarian ocean, where you can enter deeper and deeper and deeper and not reach the bottom in this lifetime, in no lifetime, because Krishna is identical with the Holy Name. Today we read in the Bhagavatam about the bees who follow Krishna into the dark forest and swarm around his garland. These bees are great devotees who have made the determination to be all with Krishna. They do not leave Krishna at any time. They find Krishna everywhere, even in the most remotest part of the forest. And they chant from morning till evening his glories. What they say is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. When you were chanting like this, I really felt you were chanting altogether like a beehive, it sounded. Please, in your chanting, become such a nectar bee, like this devotee who never leaves Krishna, like the bee who never leaves the garland, who always will find Krishna. In your chanting, you should meditate that I want to find Krishna, like that bee who goes and enters the forest of Vrindavan to be together with his or her Lord. Huh? Yes. I have come to a natural conclusion. I must now tell you something privately. In my own life, I have, of Krishna consciousness, I came to a state where I really felt something must now happen in my life. I must experience the presence of Krishna in my life. It was a difficult time in my life where externally many things did not go the way they were planned, and may also have been a little discouraging. And I understood I have to find now the shelter of Krishna. How to do this? Where can I meet Krishna in my life? And I was quite young at that time. I feel actually still very young, but it must have been about 7 years ago. And I was really thinking, how can I find Krishna in my life and really feel his presence? And I inquired at many places. I inquired with my advanced God brothers, what do you think? And so on, and I heard different answers. But when I really turned to Srila Prabhupada's writings, I understood you can meet Krishna in the Holy Name. That's the first time when you will meet Krishna. It will be in the Holy Name. You will meet him in the middle of your spiritual darshan of Krishna there, and at the end also. The Holy Name is an open secret which invites all of us to explore and find Krishna. Do not be satisfied if you chant only Lipti, that is an alphabet name, A-H-A-R-E-K-R-S-N-A-H-A-R-E-K-R-S-N-N, K-R-S-N-A, K-R-S-N-A, H-A-R-E, H-A-R-E. This is not the Holy Name. The Holy Name is not a sound produced by the lips. It's not a sound produced by putting letters together. and so on. The holy name is a personality who descends from the spiritual platform. Do you think Radha Gopinath, these deities which you worship, come from Jaipur? They were made by a Jaipur wala. They produced Radha Gopinath? No. Radha Gopinath come from Goloka Vrindavan, and they are now here to be worshipped by you, or Radha Rasa Vihari. In the same way, the holy name is not a product of your lips. The lip wala, the deity wala and lip wala, he is the real name coming down from the spiritual world. Thank you very much. Now I feel it's getting a little late. What should we do now?
Well, you can have about 10 minutes question and answer to Bharadini, and then we'll have Kirtan.
Then we have Kirtan. We have about 10 minutes question and answer. What are your burning questions, smoking with intensity? Damodar.
Maharaj, what is more purifying for oneself? Honestly, japa or loud japa?
Damodar's question is, what is more purifying for the self? Manasik japa or vachik, that is loud chanting? The most purifying japa is when you do both. When you chant loudly with your voice so that you could produce a sound vibration, and at the same time with your mind, are there not mindless chanting, in other words. Now, ordinary mantras, we find, there we say, a mantra which is chanted in the Upanishad way that we have done also, and you just lift the mantra, but you cannot hear, is 100 times as effective as loud chanting. And chanting in the mind is faultless because you meditate about the chanting. It's 100 times as powerful as Upanishad chanting, that is. But the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is something else. When you chant the holy name, you chant in a mood of devotional service, where you engage your body, mind, and voice in Krishna service. Everything should be offered to the Lord through the yajna of chanting the holy name. But please do not neglect the concentration of your mind. When you are not concentrated in your mind, your japa chanting will not be a complete service. You will slip and slur and blur and deviate. Mm-hmm. Another question? Yes, please.
Practical approach which we can come across. Now, as you said, when you are chanting, if you can try to concentrate your mind on each and every word, each and every line, at the same time trying to concentrate on your voice, at the same time
on prayer and all this, yes.
So, how is it possible that all the things...
How is it possible to do all the things
together?
Yes. Sometimes we feel like being asked to keep three balls in the air when we have to do so many things. Hari Bol. When you chant, And this becomes a question, now what should I do? This is not the idea. And it should be something which is very natural. You should hear primarily. Prabhupada therefore cautioned us, what is the use of controlling the mind? You just, you have to chant and hear, that's all. So please keep this instruction as your guiding principle. And then when you will try to chant and hear, and you find out, I can't hear, I don't hear, what should I do to hear? Then you can sometimes do these concentration exercises so that you can chant and hear. We only want to chant and hear, like a swimmer in the ocean, surrounded by the nectarian vibrations of the Holy Name. These are helps. See, once there was a caterpillar. Every evening the caterpillar danced to the pleasure of the forest-dwelling animals. The deer were there, the tortoise, the little hares, the birds. They all saw the caterpillar. There was only one animal which felt terribly envious. It was the ugly toad. Do you know what a toad is? It's like a frog. And the frog wanted to stop the dancing of the caterpillar. So he wrote a letter. My dear caterpillar, your dancing is extremely elegant. In fact, there is no dancer like you in all the three worlds. But tell me, how do you dance? Do you start with the front leg and then slowly move through all your 20 feet to your hind leg? Or do you prefer to start in the middle with one foot, then go to the left side and start with another foot, and then roll gently forward or backwards? How precisely do you dance? Respectfully yours, the toad who lives in the little pond opposite to your dancing stage. So the toad, so the caterpillar with its many feet. So I cannot answer this question immediately, but in the night when I dance, I will just observe my dancing and see how I do it. So then he met on the stage, everyone was there, applauded him. Wonderful, wonderful, please dance. And then the caterpillar tried to dance, but he was so occupied with the thought, do I start with the first foot on the left side and then go to the last foot on the right side? Or do I start in the middle and then roll backwards? Or forwards, that he just stumbled above his feet, and then everything was finished. Oh, this is called paralysis by analysis. This can happen in all affairs. It can happen when you have been in personality training. Now this rule and that rule of communication. Or when you are in the car, what should I give gas? Should I stop? Should I go left, right? What do I do next? So therefore, it's important to have always a simple guideline in chanting. Just hear and chant. Just chant and hear. That's a simple guideline. And then to make these work, you can add a few of these concentration techniques. Hare Krishna. I feel we have come to a natural end. It's now 25 minutes to 10 o'clock. Some of my devotees in the audience have already given me a sign by falling gently and innocently asleep. For some of us it was a long day, and I will not torture you at this moment, but I will request you to kindly take something out of this japa workshop and apply it tomorrow. Don't wait for another week or so, but please apply it tomorrow. Now you have to chant anyways, so chant concentrated and lovingly. You will rediscover the holy name another time in your life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srisi Radha Gopinath ki jai, Srisi Radha Rasa Vihari ki jai, Srisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Gaur. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.